to President Trump and others. God's last name is not damn. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 381, titled "To President Trump and Others, God's Last Name is Not Damn." Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friends, many people strive to make a name for themselves. A person's name symbolizes not only what they have accomplished in their lifetime, but it also reveals their character, whether good or bad. The Holy Bible states in Proverbs 22:1, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." In fact, God values his name so much that he gave the following command: "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Mr. President and others, this subject is rather dear to my heart, because before I got saved myself, before I trusted Christ as Savior, I used to say these words. But to show you how much Jesus changed me after I got saved, December 19, 1979, I was in the United States Air Force, and many people were using those same words that I will not repeat here. While waiting in the lunch line or the dinner line, I would hear people use GD. And something deep down on the inside of me made me rebuke them for doing so, at great peril of getting my head knocked off. Now I understand that they don't understand, because they didn't understand because they were not born again. And I would always tell them about Christ, try to witness to them, or at least give them a gospel tract. Now it is worse than ever. Be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible still says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." By the way, very few commandments have that ending, "for the Lord will not hold him guiltless." that taketh his name in vain. Dear friends, the Holy Bible is the record of God's love for mankind. Throughout the Bible, many names referring to God are given, and each name gives a different aspect of God's character. For instance, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 states, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." These names refer to the precious Son of God, Jesus Christ, and each name gives a glimpse of God's character. Not only does the Holy Bible show the character of God through his names, but it reveals the depravity of man. Romans 3:12 states, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Your sin has earned spiritual death, separation from a holy God, and an eternity in hell. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20 verses 14 and 15, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The good news is that God's love for you gives you a way of escape. This way is revealed in his name. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 states, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." President Trump and others, you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's last name is not damn. In fact, God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for your sins, even for the sin of using the phrase GD. The Holy Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God forgave me of my wicked sin of using the phrase GD many, many times before I got saved. I have not used that term or that phrase since December the 19th, 1979. Jesus took it out of my heart, and he'll take it out of your heart. It is grossly disrespectful of God Almighty. And so, Mr. President and others, trust Christ as Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. And God will take that evil phrase out of your heart and out of your mind, out of your soul and spirit. And you will never say it again without heavy conviction. So the Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died for you, Mr. President. Jesus Christ died for all of us. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in God's sight. Jesus' death on the cross paid your sin debt. If you will only believe on him. Jesus Christ stated in John 5:24, verily, verily, truly, truly, Jesus said, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Dear friends, the Holy Bible was written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. There is no other way to obtain salvation other than through Jesus Christ and by the grace of God. So don't curse that name. Trust that name, Mr. President, and others. The Holy Bible states in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Doing good deeds will not earn your salvation. President Trump and others, for the good that you have done, it is appreciated, but that will not get you into heaven. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to save your soul, to change your life. For God said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Obtaining salvation and an eternity in heaven is so simple. God gives you this promise, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing, Mr. President, and others. That if you, the word thou is an old English word for you, that if you shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. These verses, dear friends, Mr. President and others, are very dear to my heart, because I saw these words for the first time on December the 19th, 1979, some 40 years ago. And I believed these words, and I believed on Christ, and my whole life changed permanently and forever. And I stopped using the Lord's name in vain. And I believe that if you trust Christ as Savior, you will too. It is extremely hard for a truly born-again, saved, blood-washed person to say such words. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you, President Trump and others, will be saved. You will be born again, and God will change your life. Maybe slowly, but surely. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross in your place and rose again from the dead, and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to that awful place called hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. I've committed many other sins, including using the phrase GD, which dishonors your name. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, my cursing, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me never to dishonor your name again by taking your holy name in vain. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name I pray. Amen. So what's in a name? The Holy Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, that the name of Jesus is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, who is God in the flesh, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. One day you will believe in God, but will you be too late? Please do not take your salvation lightly. Make sure you trust in Christ today. So, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know, to find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior. Visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time, dear friend.